Janela. I'll be your host for today. So we are talking about taking charge of oneself. So this is brought to you by PLDT, Philippine Long Distance Telephone. We're changing lives, the power of convergence. So today we have a researcher, Celine and Ira, our guest. So
Wala na kayong nadagdag, no?
Wala naman na.
So,
ba? third question. How will you determine determine if you are experiencing stress?
Well, based on my experience, I can determine it if I cannot already handle the situation. And when I cannot handle and focus on that situation anymore, then basically I need to go and relax my mind.
Pero according to the research regarding the understanding and dealing with stress, stress is categorized as short and long-term stress. On the short-term stress, on the physical aspect, I have two examples. Making your heart beat and breathe faster and making you sweat more. And on the mental aspect, we have interfering with your judgment and causing you to make decisions, bad decisions, and making you see difficult situations are threatening. On the long-term stress, on the physical aspect, I have two examples again. Changing your appetite and changing your sleep habit. On the mental aspect, more worrying and feeling anxious and feeling out of control, overwhelmed, confused, or unable to make decisions.
Wala na.
Wala na na.
Eh, dagdagan nyo pa. Dalawang tanong na lang. Sige, salita ka pa. Magsalita ka na.
Hindi ba madami kang nahanap?
Ikaw, wala ka dyan.
Wala na akong ano. Wala na akong...
Maka 6 minutes pa lang tayo.
Wala na akong na-research.
Busy na lang.
Busy ako na ta. Oh, sige, go. Sige na.
Next question.
How do you manage to take care of yourself despite of stress?
Kapag na-experience ko na yan, I will definitely avoid another conflict. Because if you will enter to another situation that you predict it's hard to cope with, then your mind will get more tired and it is not healthy for your body.
Ganyan na yun.
Ganyan yung na-relation ko.
Wala na. Sige pa.
As a study about staying healthy in times of stress, may topic na staying healthy in times of stress. Yun, na-research ko na naman yun, Bes. So, the given tips below are the ones you must follow para ma-manage mo pa yung stress mo. Like, attempt to maintain a normal routine. Sticking to a schedule can help you feel more in control of your life, even when the circumstances around you are chaotic. So, dapat stay ka pa din sa mga, mayroon ka pa ding way, isang direction para nasundin, para ma-manage mo yung sarili mo or to control yourself para against dun sa stress. Make and keep connections with your friends and family. Siyempre, hindi lang naman ikaw yung naapektuhan, kundi ang friends and family mo din. So, dapat you need to control yourself also.
Wait lang, paano yung iba? Tinatago nila.
Anong tinatago?
Tinatago nila. Sarili lang nila. Hindi nila sinishare. Ayaw
kaya
nila.
Kaya sila nagkaka-stress. Lalo silang nade-depress dahil nga tinatago nila. So, they need na magsabi din sa iba para isang way din yun para ma-manage yung stress mo.
Magsabi sa iba. So, kailangan mo mag-open up ka na?
Yes.
Paano ka nahihiya ka? Ganun.
Hindi mo
kaya yung way na wala ka na dun.
Siyempre, kailangan mo ng time sa sarili mo dahil not just about...
Okay, pag-break ka na.
No. Participate in a volunteer activity. So, dahil sa, siyempre, pagtulong sa iba, yun din yung way para ma-unwind ka yung sa sarili mo, magkaroon ng time sa sarili mo. And take care of yourself. Don't let stress affect your diet. Diet? Di uso yun. Exercise habits. So, yun yung mga kailangan talagang gawin to manage our stress.
Wow.
Ang hindi pag-iisip ng mga masasama.
Last question.
Last question. relationship with yourself, sometimes called self-love. Self-love, best. Pagmamahal sa sarili. So, it produces positive feelings which improves confidence and self-esteem. So, nakakatulong yung self-care sa pag-improve ng, ano mo, ng confidence mo.
Okay.
So, if your health fails, it can overshadow everything else that that's going on in your life. From relatively minor health issues such as aches and pains, lethargy and indigestion to major health problems that can threaten your existence o pwede mong ikamatay. Health can really affect happiness and stress levels. So, ayun na.
Kaya ikaw ah. Ano, it is important to take care of your body for you to have a longer life and a healthier body. So, try mo kayang maging unhealthy after maybe 1 or 2 years. Malamang nasa hospital ka na ngayon. Diba?
Sige nga, try mo.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.